Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 38. How many chances left? In our invite today, we have two dice, and people play dice and take a chance when they're playing games of one sort or another. And often we can find ourselves taking chances with our own life and with our own souls. Now, perhaps when we hear God's word spoken to us and we hear what he has to say, he tells us we need him. He tells us we need to be forgiven because our hearts are wrong. And we need to ask him forgiveness and put our trust in him. We need to actually know him for ourselves and be part of his family. But we don't really do anything about it. We sit and listen perhaps, and we listen again and again, but we don't really take action with it. And in a way, God has given us many chances. Every time you come to Let's Him In or go to church or Sunday school, wherever you go, God is giving you another chance to think about him, another chance to hear his message of how you can be forgiven, how much you need him. And sometimes we think and we say, well, when I'm older, I'll come to Jesus. I'm very young now, and I've got plenty of time left, and I think I'll just leave it. Perhaps we might say, well, I don't understand very much about the Bible. I've only been to Let's Him In a few times. Maybe I should learn some more Bible studies, maybe Bible stories. Maybe that would be good. Or perhaps we think, well, life is quite fun, and I want to have a fun life, and I'll wait until my life is boring. And if I trust Jesus, my life is going to be really boring, and I don't really want that. And so we wait. We wait and we wait. And we're not very sure what we're waiting for a lot of the time. But the amazing thing is that God waits for us. The King of everything, the King of the whole world, waits for us to think about what he's saying and to respond. Now, if the head teacher of your school asked you to do something and you ignored them and carried on, or you said, wait a minute, I'm busy, the reaction from your head teacher would be pretty smart. The head teacher wouldn't wait for you. You do what the head teacher says when he or she asks you. And yet God, who is the ruler of everything that exists, the God who made everything, is prepared to wait for you to come to him. And he gives us chances and more chances to come to him and seek forgiveness. The question is, how many of them do you have left? How many chances of finding God and coming to God do you have left? We don't actually know. We do know that one day this life will end and we will die, and that will be the end of our chances. There will be no forgiveness. God will stop waiting for us. It will be too late. And we can think that day is far away, especially since we're young. And we think, well, I'll wait until I'm a bit older, and then I'll come to God. But the problem is, and this often is the case, that we hear God's word, we hear God calling us, we hear God speaking to us of how we need him, but then our hearts become hard. And we don't want to hear that message anymore. I become tired of the message. And in the end, I don't want God. And that's a very serious state to be in. And that's why God says, come now. Come tonight. Don't put it off. It's very serious, actually, to put it off, because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Now, there's something else that is going to happen. There's another way that this world is going to end. And the Bible tells us about signs that we can see that will tell us when this massive event is going to happen. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back to judge this world, people who have not believed and who don't love him. He's going to judge them and send them away. And the people who love him, who've had their sins forgiven, he's going to take them to be with him in heaven forever. Time will be over. All chances will be over. Everything will be destroyed at the end. And that will be the end. The Bible tells us that it will be like a thief in the night, which is a really good picture. Because in the night time, the thieves often prowl around because it's hard to see a thief at night. In the darkness covers a lot of bad things. And no one knows when the robber is coming to their house. And when he comes to your house in the night, he will take everything. And one of these days, Jesus is going to come like a thief, and he is going to take everything. No one will expect him, and he will put an end to evil, and he will take all his people away. So that is something really worth thinking about, because God warns us about this event in the Bible a number of times. The Lord Jesus is coming again. How will we know? Will there be any clues that he's coming again? Any signs? Well, God tells us a few things. God says there will be frightening events in the sky. So things will happen in the moon and in the stars and in the planets. Things that will make people afraid because they can't understand why they're happening. These are warning signs. We're to be warned. We're to seek him. People will also be frightened about what's going on in the world. So there will be actual things in the world which will be clues that Jesus is coming back again. First of all, the weather will be disturbed. There will be climate change. Weather will happen in countries that doesn't normally happen like that. So there will be lots of disruption in the weather. There will be wars and conflicts all over the world, in every country. Terrible things happening, people being killed, people fighting, people arguing. Thirdly, the Bible says there will be great wickedness in society. So things that God says are wrong, people will quite happily do. And they won't mind about it, and their consciences won't bother them about it. People will be quite openly doing wicked things, and no one will be too worried. And the fourth thing is that the Bible says people's hearts will fail them because they are so frightened. So as people look to those events in the sky with the planets and the stars, when they look at all this conflict and trouble in the world, their hearts will become fearful. And the Bible says at that moment, at that unknown moment, Jesus will return. The clouds in the sky will split in two. Jesus himself will come back to earth that he left 2,000 years ago, and he will come back again. And when this big event takes place, there will really be two kinds of responses by people, two kinds of reactions. There will be people who will be absolutely terrified, because when they see Jesus in the sky, they will know exactly who he is, because their consciences will spring back to life, their minds and their hearts will tell them who he is, and they will be terrified because they will know that they don't know him. They have never trusted him, and they're still in their sins, and it's too late. We need to come to Jesus. We need to come to Jesus now. It's really important. And then there'll be another group of people who will be so glad to see Jesus, the Lord, their Lord and Saviour, because now all their sufferings will be over, their sins will be finally over, they will know that they're going to heaven to be with Jesus forever. It will be the best day of their lives. And the others, it will be the worst day of their lives. If you're trusting in Jesus when this day happens, you will be able to stand up, you'll be able to lift up your head and know that you're his child, and that he will take you safely home. Your troubles are over, and all ahead of you is only joy and glory, nothing else. Jesus said, the heaven and the earth will pass away. It will pass away. But his word does not pass away. It is forever. He keeps his promises. If he says he's coming back to earth again, he's coming back to earth again. And someday, those who trust him will be safe, because they believe his promises, he will keep them safe, and he will take them to be with himself. So what should we be doing about it right now? We might look on the news, look around us. Maybe we can see some of those horrible things in our society. We can see weather. Maybe we can see things in the sky. Jesus said we are not to be weighed down by the anxieties of life. We're not to worry, because he will take care of us, and those who trust him will never be let down. We might say to ourselves, well, you know, the things that happen in my life are really scary. I really worry about things around me. Jesus said that he will keep you safe. We need to be sure that we have actually come to him and that we really are trusting in him and have been forgiven, not just hoping that it might be true. But we must be sure, we must know that we're trusting in the Lord Jesus for ourselves. It's not about saying any kind of prayer that I might tell you to say. It's not about doing good deeds, going to church, reading your Bible. It's not about any of these things. It's not anything to do with doing good deeds. It's about putting our hope in Jesus and no one else, trusting in him alone. And when difficulties happen in my life, I trust him. And I give my worries to him. Sometimes people fill their lives up with getting things. Sometimes we spend a lot of time accumulating things and doing things that we like, trying to make our lives happy. Maybe these things in our lives cover up some of the difficulties that we have. And we have an enemy who will try to keep you away from Jesus too. He will try to tell you it's all fake, you can't believe the Bible. There will be many people in our society who will tell you that, and people will say to you, it's just people trying to spoil your fun. But Jesus says that when he comes again, that this day will close on people's lives like a trap. Suddenly and painfully, there will be no escape. You see, we can't take chances. The chances that we've taken already, we cannot take chances that our souls will be okay. Maybe Jesus won't come. Maybe the Bible's wrong. There is no evidence that anything in the Bible that has said it will happen has happened already. So we can believe what Jesus says when he says it. And also we know who he is. So we're not to take chances. This will affect everyone. Living people, dead people, people who believe in Jesus, people who don't believe in Jesus. There'll be no exceptions. And Jesus tells us to watch for the signs and to pray so that when that day comes, we will stand and we will be sure of our faith in Jesus. This is the most important thing in life. It's more important than anything anybody else would ever tell you, that you are ready for that moment when Jesus returns.